Aladdin, written by Joanna Nadin and illustrated by Laura Anderson. Far away, in the land the swallows fly to in winter, lived a poor widow and her son Aladdin. They worked hard and owned little, but Aladdin had big dreams of gold and rubies and diamonds. One day, a strange man came to the house, claiming he was Aladdin's uncle.
"I can make you rich,"
he said with a glint in his eye,
"if you will help me find my lamp."
"Rich?" asked Aladdin, his eyes sparkling like jewels. He took Aladdin into the desert. They rode for days. Finally, they arrived at a trapdoor in some rocks, and he sent Aladdin through it into a cave. Frightened, Aladdin crept through the dark until he found the lamp. Aladdin asked his uncle to help him out.
"Hand me the lamp first, boy,"
his uncle said. But Aladdin was scared in the darkness and begged.
"No, please help me, uncle."
His uncle became angry, and in his rage, he threw magic dust over the trapdoor and sealed it up. Aladdin was alone in the cold, dark cave. He looked at the lamp and began to cry. Big, shining tears fell onto the lamp. Aladdin wiped the tears from the lamp, and suddenly a genie appeared.
"You have 3 wishes,"
he said.
"What is your first wish, O master?"
"I wish to go home," said Aladdin.
In the blink of an eye, Aladdin found himself in his kitchen. He told his mother of his mean uncle, the trapdoor, and the cave.
"That man is not your uncle,"
she said.
"He is a wicked sorcerer."
Aladdin showed his mother the lamp. When he rubbed it, the genie appeared again.
"What is your second wish, O master?"
asked the genie.
"I wish to be rich," said Aladdin.
In the blink of an eye, a chest of treasure appeared. Aladdin and his mother bought a new house near to the palace, where they lived happily for many years. They forgot all about the wicked sorcerer. In the palace lived Princess Yasmin. She was kind and clever, and as beautiful as the desert sunrise. Aladdin had grown into a handsome young man. He was strong and patient, and good to his mother. Aladdin had liked the princess from afar for a long time. One day they met in the palace gardens and fell in love. They talked for days about how the world was round and why camels slept standing up. Soon they were married, and the whole of the kingdom came to celebrate. But one man in the crowd was not smiling. It was the wicked sorcerer who wanted Yasmin for himself. He became angry at Aladdin once again.
"This is all because Aladdin has my lamp,"
he said to himself.
"I must get it back."
The wicked sorcerer thought long and hard until he came up with a wicked plan. He bought himself hundreds of lamps and dressed as a lamp seller. When Aladdin was away traveling with his mother, the sorcerer walked past a palace, calling,
"New lamps for old, new lamps for old."
Princess Yasmin knew nothing of the genie in the lamp. When she heard the lamp seller, she thought,
"I will swap that dirty old lamp for a shiny new one. Aladdin will be pleased."
As soon as he had the lamp in his hands, the wicked sorcerer rubbed it and the genie appeared.
"What is your wish, O master?"
he said. The sorcerer smiled.
"Take us far away, where Aladdin will never find us."
The genie did as he had been asked and flew the wicked sorcerer and Princess Yasmin to a land far, far away. When Aladdin got home and found Princess Yasmin and the lamp gone, he knew the sorcerer had taken them. He vowed to search without stopping until he found his precious Yasmin. Aladdin searched the whole of the city, but he did not find the princess. Then he searched the whole of the kingdom, yet still he did not find the princess. Aladdin did not give up easily. He set off to search another kingdom where the sun was hotter and the days longer and the nights darker than oil. Aladdin searched far and wide and high and low. He searched for a year and a day. Still, he did not find the princess. Then, early one morning, he came across a house in the desert. Thirsty, he knocked on the door for a glass of water. To his surprise, Princess Yasmin answered. Aladdin was overjoyed. Luckily, the sorcerer was asleep. So the princess told Aladdin of the wicked sorcerer and the genie in the lamp and how he had wished them far, far away. She told him of the sorcerer's many magic powders. They could lock any door, turn mice into tigers, make men grow into giants, or shrink until they disappeared. The sorcerer was still asleep. Aladdin quickly searched for the shrinking powder, and, when he found it, he told the princess to put it in the sorcerer's tea. Then he did. When the sorcerer woke up, he drank his tea and instantly began to shrink. He grew as small as a mouse, then as small as a pin. Then he disappeared altogether in a little puff of smoke. Aladdin rubbed his lamp again and the genie appeared.
What is your third wish, O master?
He asked. Please take us home, said Aladdin. In the blink of an eye, Aladdin and the princess found themselves back at home. There they lived happily ever after.